listening to Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State.
I think that when you come here, you see a lot of international students that are Muslim, and then not many, like, American Muslims. And American Muslims is kind of where it's at in Penn State, because they're the ones that really want to come here and they want to get the most out of Muslim Student Association. They want to get, like, what, you know, go to all of our socials, our events, our halakha, our, like, kind of spiritual discussion sessions. My name is Hamza Fayed. I'm an Egyptian American, born and raised in New Jersey. I'm a political science major. I think what essentially brought me to Penn State, because my brother was here, he's older than me, he's a year older, and I think it was going to be easier for my parents to let me dorm somewhere other than my home. And Penn State's, like, it's a huge university. I just wanted a big school. My family, you know, they're Egyptian background. I'm a first generation. So in Egypt, religion's, it's pretty important. It's a Muslim majority country, right? They're a lot more lenient than you could see, like, the other Arab countries. We're in North Africa. We're a little bit, like, far from Middle East, you know, Saudi Arabia, Gulf countries are. So we're pretty, like, we shake hands with people. That's fine. I know that other Muslims are very different about that. I think that it's always been just within our culture. You always say, like, before you eat, you just, like, bismillah. You bring God into every sort of any environment that you're in. It's a lot more lenient, I think, than a lot of other countries that I see, Muslim majority countries. Our mission here at Penn State, at least with the Muslim Student Association, is to kind of make it community. There's, like, people here that really care about finding their own type of, like, spirituality, like, sort of a niche where they can, like, maybe practice their religion and not get judged. The challenge, all these temptations around us. I mean, you have downtown, which is, like, prime culture, just a lot of drinking and partying. I'm very adamant about, like, try everything once. I've never drank before or anything like that, but, like, I went to, like, a party once just to, like, see and experience that, just to know that there's an other side. You know, I can't say that, oh, I don't like this kind of stuff if I have never experienced it. It's really easy to kind of get into that because the majority of Penn State is, like, majority is non-Muslim, obviously, and we're only a very small, like, faction. And initially, I just, like, clung on to, like, there was only, like, maybe four or five Muslims that I really, really knew here at Penn State. So that was really hard in itself, but it gives you sort of an opportunity to, like, reevaluate why you're a Muslim. Wow, there's the Quran there. I remember I didn't open it. Eventually, I was just like, well, what do I have to, like, go to? The biggest peace and justice issues at Penn State is the huge amount of diversity that we have here in terms of, like, faith and sex and different thoughts of faith. It's really been hard to, like, kind of facilitate that kind of diction and just ideas, and to kind of do it in a way that will bring us all together, like, we'll bring all the Muslims on this campus together and promote active deliberation. I would want to come up with an MSA that can kind of cater to every single type of person. We've been trying our best. I think a lot of proving that Islam is based on, like, peace and justice principles is trying to combat the negative comments that we get. I think it's definitely made me a lot more defensive person, and it's kind of counterintuitive to, like, you know, being peace and justice, because you can't sit back and get into class and people want to say that our religion is a huge factor in creating, like, a propensity for, like, violence in organizations, like any kind of terrorist organizations to be specific. And it's really hard for me to accept that, first of all, and to sit back and let other people have, like, these theories on these things, because I don't believe that religion dictates constantly having to go up there and just, like, sorry guys. I would just say discover the Pescarilla Spiritual Center. This is the nicest people that you'll ever find around here by far. Anyone in the front desk or, like, the staff and everything, they've been, like, the most understanding people. I know for some people it's, like, fundamental, like, the faith is, like, very important to them before coming in here, but they're not sure if they can pinpoint exactly what it is that they're feeling, like, a void for or something like that. So reevaluate yourself, I guess.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, Penn State's only student organization committed to exploring issues of peace, justice, and faith. Thanks to Bend Block for their incredible music. To find out more, to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.